Your taxes hold the key.
Motorists, the traffic ticket amnesty is now in effect from August 2 to October 31, and Tax Administration Jamaica is advising that its systems have been updated to allow payments for outstanding traffic tickets dating back to September 2010. Make these payments online at jamaicatax.gov.jm using a valid internationally accepted credit card, provided that the traffic ticket number is reflected, or visit any tax office island-wide to make payments by presenting your traffic ticket or by providing the ticket number for easy processing. For further information, call the Traffic Ticket Amnesty Call Center at 948-0411. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
On this week's edition of Get the Facts, we tell you about the new health insurance scheme for private security guards, administered by the Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA. The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is offering a health insurance scheme for registered security guards working with private security companies. The scheme was launched 8 months ago and was rolled out in July. Executive Director of the PSRA, Rosalind Monteith Campbell, says approximately 4,000 guards have registered under the scheme. However, only 402 have been fully paid up to allow the insurance to start.
It's a win-win situation. It's in the interest of the company, it's in the interest of the guard, it's in the interest of all of the persons within the security industry. And it's to remind them, although we largely speak of the guards, this is open to all persons who are licensed and registered with the PSRA, because that's the criteria.
The group health insurance plan being offered through the Guardian Life Group provides 5 options for security guards. The options cover a wide range of services, including dental and optical, room and board, intensive care, doctor's visits, immunization, local ambulance, routine medical, among others. Each option facilitates dependents to include a spouse of the opposite sex, whether married or unmarried. It also includes children, stepchildren, and legally adopted children or children for whom guardianship is court-appointed, with coverage being extended from birth to age 27 years. Mrs. Monteith Campbell says the guards already participating in the program have been receptive.
So the security guards expressed via a series of consultations and a random sampling of 300 persons how much they were willing to pay and what benefits they would like to receive. So you will notice that the provider, Guardian Insurance, has offered 5 options for the security guards to select from: basic, which is option 1, protect, to include dental and optical, which is option 4 and 5, which is our Protect Secure Plus. Security guards love it. The challenge is payment, so we urge the companies to support the guards and support the industry and comply.
For guards to continue benefiting from the health insurance scheme, the PSRA must be notified of all changes, such as name changes, changes to marital status, and the addition or removal of dependents. For a full breakdown of the options, what they cover, and payments, visit the PSRA's website at psra.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.